Yeah, it was cool. I feel like the best part about it is that you know, CASA and the organizations that we work with, they're gonna get a lot of recognition from this, and more people are gonna know what they're all about. And that's really what, you know, this is all about, is getting the awareness out there for the stuff that we hold dear, near and dear to our hearts. And you know, again, just the recognition and the awareness is the biggest part about this, and why my wife and I are really happy about this.
Steve McGargy.
Congratulations. I was just wondering, the CASA issue specifically, why was that an organization that y'all wanted to give back to? Why'd you pick that particular issue?
So it happened actually at the wives, like a flag football game, like years ago. I can't, it was either 15 or 16. And a woman approached me, and she said that, you know, I was kind of thrown. And then she said that she had Youngstown ties, Youngstown connections. And immediately, you know, my eyes, you know, lit up, and I was like, all right, cool. You know, somebody has Youngstown ties in Green Bay. And it ended up being Kristen Jacobs, who's the executive director for CASA. And she said, you know, if you and your wife are interested, you know, I run this organization in town called CASA. And for those that don't know, it stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. And you know, basically their tagline that they always preaches, they're the voice for the child. And you know, as an advocate, you go into the home or setting of the school or some setting where of a child or children that are placed in the Child Protective Services program, and you're basically you know, acting as not only their mentor, but also, you know, just a friend, a person, an adult, a trustworthy individual that they can count on, and just someone to talk to and someone to hang out with. Someone, my wife and I, in our cases, we did crafts, we did carve pumpkins, and did a lot of activity with the kids, and it just meant so much to not only them, but also the guardian that they were with at the time. And just to see, you know, the kids that are within the Child Protective Services program, they're just kids, man. They don't know what's going on. They have they're just living their lives and you know, trying to make the best of the situation. And it's inspiring to see the way that they react and handle things. And it can be traumatic at times, and not every case is as good as ours went. And it's definitely a roller coaster of emotion for some people. But all in all, the difference that CASA makes in the Green Bay community and the other CASAs across the country, the difference that they make in their communities is enormous. And we felt, you know, we were kind of taken by that, and that's why we wanted to get involved.
Corey, congratulations. When you look at what CASA does, a lot of people focus on obviously what it does for kids, but I'm just curious how it changed you as a person when you became involved. Did it open your eyes to things that you otherwise would not have known? Did it create more empathy for you for situations you didn't know? Could you talk about that for people who maybe are thinking about getting involved and just wonder how it will change them?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. When my wife and I went through the training, because you have to go through I think it's a 36-hour training spread across a couple classes to become an advocate. When we went through that, we spoke with obviously people within CASA, but we also spoke with social workers, advocates, and former kids that were in Child Protective Services program who had advocates. It really was. I mean, it was life changing for sure. We saw an area of life, and I mean, this kind of speaks to my ignorance. I've said this before, but it's like I didn't know what a social worker did. I remember my buddy in college told me he wanted to be a social worker. I just said cool and kind of moved on. I didn't know what it was, and it was just crazy to see that area of life and really appreciate how fortunate I was to grow up in a stable, loving household, and not everybody gets that. You know, that's it's it was eye-opening for sure. I mean, it made a huge difference in my life, and just to see how big of a difference that these advocates make in these kids' lives, I mean, it was tremendous.